I need more coffee, Roxy, the man in black yelled, looking angrily at the waitress. Jim gave the man another cold look and turned back to Roxy. Steak and 6 eggs and a stack of cakes with lots of butter, he said, smiling. The man in black slammed his cup down on the table. Now, Roxy, he yelled again, giving the waitress and Jim another angry look. I'll be right back, the waitress nervously said, walking briskly to the counter and picking up a large pot of coffee, which she carried to the table, pouring a cup for the man in black. She started to move toward Jim when the man reached out and grabbed her left breast, squeezing it viciously. When I call for service, I mean now, he said, maintaining his hold on her breast. He was looking up at the terrified waitress when he felt two hands gripping his shoulders from behind. It was an iron grip, and the man screamed in pain and rage and dropped his hand from the waitress's breast. You need a little lesson in manners, Jim said, increasing the pressure on the man's shoulders and lifting him up, his legs dangling weakly, his feet 6 inches from the floor. The man screamed again, his numb hands hanging uselessly at his sides. Now you'll be apologizing to the lady, Jim said, squeezing a little harder. He looked over at the two drovers who were smiling and watched the young man squirm. The man screamed again and tried to twist free, but Jim only squeezed a little harder. Apologize or I'll break them, Jim said, maintaining his grip. The man in black was crying now, large tears running down his cheeks. I apologize, he managed to gasp, and Jim let him fall to the floor. He lay there in a heap, crying softly. Now get your butt out of here, Jim said softly. The man pulled himself to his feet and staggered out the door into the rain.